So after you are ordained a priest, you do what is called a mass tour. You say your first masses and your masses of thanksgiving at places of particular significance for you. And so I was able to say mass here at St. Peter's and also at the Vietnamese church, St. Vincent Lim. But last week when I was in BC, I got the chance to celebrate mass at the place where it all began for me, in Mission BC, Seminary of Christ the King. The amazing thing about being at that place and saying mass there was when I asked the monks if I could celebrate mass, they said, yes, please celebrate mass at a live-in weekend. And a live-in weekend is a weekend when boys from outside the seminary come to the school and discern whether God is calling them to go join that school. And the amazing thing is, 16 years ago, I had went to one of those come and see weekends. And now, 16 years later, I'm saying mass in front of the next generation of liveners. It was an amazing thing, and I didn't really plan on that, but the providence of God is amazing. And so today, as we celebrate the memorial of Saint Benedict, it's a very significant feast for me, because Saint Benedict, who knew that a monk 1,500 years ago would have such an effect on my life today, on my vocation? And so after living with the monks for 3 years in high school, and breathing their spirituality and way of life, I want to share just a simple insight that has stuck with me throughout the years. And the insight is this: ora et labora, which means in Latin, prayer, pray and work. That's the motto of the Benedictine monks. And really, they begin with prayer at the beginning of their day. Their prayer time begins at 5:05 a.m. every day, except on Sunday, where they get to sleep in till 5:35. It's definitely a life not for the faint of heart, but there are several periods of prayer throughout the day, interspersed with labora, with work. But the beautiful thing I've come to realize is that the monks really live prayer and work, not prayer or work. Their lives of prayer are not separate from their lives of work. They pray in such a way that they fulfill the work of God. But then they work in such a way that it becomes a prayer. The prayer is meant to orient the heart each day with praise, singing and chanting the Psalms, praising God. And this overflows into their work, which becomes another way of expressing praise. Every day may seem repetitive. If you see their life, they just kind of do the same thing every day, it seems like. But one of the monks explained it in this way. Repetitiveness can be seen in a circular format, or it can be seen in a spiraling format, like a spiraling staircase. In some ways, when you're in a spiraling staircase, you are repeating the same point on the circle, but on another plane, on the vertical plane, you're actually ascending higher and higher. And so the repetition is actually leading you into greater heights. There is a repetitiveness which is monotonous, but there is a repetitiveness that which is ascending, sanctifying, glorifying. Each day is a new opportunity to grow in love and praise of God. And so for many of you guys who are not monks, you do live a repetitive life. We wake up, we go to work, we drive home, we have dinner, we spend time with family, and we go to bed. And we repeat that maybe for 5 out of the 7 days of the week. Yet, is your life of repetition one of monotony or of sanctity? Is your repetition in a circle or spiraling towards heaven? And so you may not be giving praise to God at 5:05 a.m. in the morning, but you are here today to give praise to God in the Mass. Orient the rest of your day. Lord, how can I praise you through my work today? How can I increase in giving glory to you? And so if we truly enter more deeply into the praise of God in Mass, but that is what it truly is, thanksgiving sacrifice of praise. The more we enter into this praise of the Mass, the more we will enter into our daily lives with more praise, where our lives become one of prayer and work, of ora et labora.